bushels.
Uh-huh. And speaking of oats, what you did to oats to separate the grain from the chaff, you say you what the oats?
Threshed.
Okay. And the past of that, you say yesterday we
threshed.
Okay. All right. Some phrases that use pronouns here I want to ask you about. If we have a job to do, we have to work on it together. You'd say the job, you'd say that and I have to do this.
You and I have to do this.
All right. In other words, the job's not just for one of us, it's for
both of us.
All right. All right. If you and another man are coming to see me, again without using names, you'd say that Ann are coming over.
John Nye.
Okay, without using his name, though, you'd say?
He and I.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if you're identifying yourself without using your name? You knock on my door and you know I'm going to recognize your voice. I might say, who is that? And you might say, oh, open the door, it's just.
Well, I'd say probably it's just me.
Right, I would say. Okay. If you felt compelled to be formal, what would you say?
No, it is I.
Okay, but it's me is natural.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about identifying a man that way? So-and-so knocks on the door, you might say, oh, go ahead and open the door, it's just.
It's just. Without using a name?
Right, just using a pronoun.
That's just
whatever comes natural, right, yeah. Okay. And if it's female, it's just
her.
And if it's several people, it's
just them.
Okay. All right. And comparing how tall you are, you might say, he's not as tall as...
As I.
All right. And the other way around, I'm not as tall...
As he.
Okay. Or comparing how well you can do something, you might say, he can do it better than...
Than I.
Okay. And possesses, if something belongs to me, it's...
It's mine.
Or if you're talking about me, you'd say that's...
Yours.
All right. If it belongs to him, it's...
It's his.
And to her.
It's hers.
And to them.
It's theirs.
And to both of us together.
Ours.
Okay. Say if a group of people have been over at your house and they're leaving, what might you say to them if you want them to come back again, if you're talking to them as a group?
Sir, you'll come again.
Okay. The possessive of that, if you're asking a group of people if they own something together, like a car, you might say, is that car?
Is that you all's car?
Okay. Do people around here ever say y'all's?
Yes.
Did you say that?
Not very much. That's, and you don't hear it, you know, being used by the majority of people that don't.
But you have heard?
Y'all.
Yes.
Y'all.
Okay, and the possessive of that, is that?
Is that y'all's car?
Yeah, right, okay. Let me try this one out on you. Have you ever heard people say, is that y'all's this car?
Yes, I have heard that a few times.
You have heard that? Okay. And the word is?
Y'all's is.
Okay. What kind of person would be likely to say that, do you think?
Well, I would think that it would probably be an older person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This situation, if I've been to a party and you didn't get to go and I was telling you about it afterwards and you wanted to know who had been there, everybody that had been there, you would ask me what?
Ask you who was at the party.
Okay. Well, pretend you're asking me the question right now.
Oh, who was at the party?
Okay. And this situation, if I'd gone to hear a speaker, you didn't get to go and you wanted to know, you know, the substance of his speech, you'd ask me why.
What did he say?
Okay. Now, do you ever find yourself using, or do you ever hear anybody saying, who all was there? What all did he say?
Yes.
Think you would say that yourself?
Well, possibly.
Probably. You hear it? Around here?
Yes.
Okay, and the phrases were...
Who all was there? What did he say?
And who all was there? And
yeah.
What?
And what did they say? Or what did he say?
Is it the same thing for what? When you said who all?
Oh, who all was there? And who?